Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, July 7th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Baltimore, Maryland. Brad got an update for you on the group that he's calling Bis Cien Gate Actor. This group identifies itself or is identified by using Bis Cien, a Chinese registrar, to register its domain with. These domains change sort of every few hours. Now, one of the change that Brad lately spotted is that instead of the Fiesta exploit kit, this group now starts using the Nuclear exploit kit to spread its malware. As usual, the exploit kit is just used to actually then plant additional malware on the system. Now, the malware that Brad has seen was either Yakes, Boxy, or Covdr. So these are the different malware sample that you can expect being dropped by this particular exploit kit from the Bis Cien group. Overall, it's, well, a standard malware, and there are more details in the blog post that Brad posted. In particular, some indicators of compromise like IP address and such that you may want to add to your block lists. But let's stick with another malware-related story that comes via Malware Must Die, and that's a leak of the KINS or SUS VM toolkit. Now, this is essentially a binary that's being used to build these malware samples, and with that also the web-based panel that's then being used to manage infected systems was leaked. Interesting find. Now, this is the version 2 of this toolkit. Version 3 of this malware is apparently already being sold for about $5,000. Leaks like this are not that uncommon. We have seen it before, but either source code bundles or these build tools have been leaked in the past. Not exactly sure where the leak originates, but of course it gives a lot of insight into how this particular malware operates without having to do a lot of the reverse engineering that usually has to be done for these toolkits. Lots of screenshots and little movies about how all of this works from Malware Must Die. And the OpenSSL project announced that you should expect a new version of OpenSSL on July 9th, that's Thursday, and this new release will fix a high severity vulnerability. Now, this will only affect 101 and 102. OpenSSL 100 and 098 are not affected at this point. And well, it has been all over the news, but I think still deserves a quick mention. Hacking Team, an Italian company that is known for providing various governments with spyware, has been hacked, and apparently over 400 gigabytes of information have been exfiltrated and are now slowly being trickled out various sites like Pastebin and the like. The exfiltrated information apparently includes internal emails, customer lists, and the like. Haven't seen any source code yet, but probably it's in there somewhere as well. One of the things to expect, for example, shortly, is things like hashes and other indicators of compromise that may indicate that you are infected with a Hacking Team malware. And well, I haven't mentioned actually devices, I think, in a couple of podcasts, but today Core Security released an advisory outlining OS command injection vulnerabilities in the web-based admin interfaces for various AirLife cameras. These are your typical web-based cameras. A number of them made by AirLife are vulnerable. Now, AirLife was informed of this vulnerability actually several times, according to Core's report timeline starting in May, but so far has not responded. As part of advisory, Core made proof of concept code available, and it's, well, your pretty simple web exploit where all you need to know is the right URL. So expect exploits against these cameras to commence shortly. Probably your best bet is at this point not to expose them to any outside networks. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.